Good afternoon, Booers. Is that the right plural for the population of people that use audio boo? It's funny because on different social networking platforms you get different terminology, don't you? Something I wanted to talk to you guys about today was Twitter. I said that I'd be using my audio boo account to kind of link in with my blog, so I would love you guys to go take a visit. The link is on my profile. It's nothing too serious, it's a bit of light-hearted joking and rambling and just a slice of my life, and which I'm more than happy to share with you because you have no idea who I really am. So yeah, Twitter, tweeps. That's what is it? Tweeps, Twitterers. I know I'm probably twittering on a little bit now, so I'll get to the point. I wrote an article towards the end of November about Twitter etiquette. I'm not going to read it out per se because then that, well, what would be the point of writing it if I was just going to talk to you about it? Anyway, but just to expand on that, really. So what I was trying to ask is there a Twitter etiquette? Is there a rule book somewhere, or is it an unspoken thing that people who use the service share? I've been using Twitter on and off for about 18 months, and I don't know. Maybe I had a recent experience, and it kind of just brought these questions to my mind. And if I tell you about it, so basically, I was using Twitter to establish a conversation with somebody who lived in a similar area, who had something that I needed, and we were trying to arrange a kind of exchange of skills. So I wanted to shoot basically in a space. He had access to it, or had access to a space for free, and it was on the basis that I would then do some portfolio shots for him, which, if he asks, I still would do it. It's it's a non-issue. But I was trying to organize this shoot for somebody else. They had asked me to help them. It was actually quite important because it was for some coursework, for a end of year assignment. It's like their graduation assignment, so it was the one they had to get right, and so therefore it was quite important. But by using Twitter, I found there was a bit of a detachment, and it's only in my personal experience, but I'd love to you to comment if you've had something similar. But there seems to be a detachment between what happens on Twitter to what actually happens in reality. So I'm asking for a favor of somebody. Even though I'm asking for that favor and I'm arranging it and I'm conversing on Twitter, it doesn't make it any less important in my mind. It's just another way of communicating. I could have just as easily picked the phone up. In fact, I actually offered, or conversed on email, which I actually tried to do when things weren't going the way I wanted. The point being was, it just got to the point where I couldn't rely on the tweets to get the job done, and we had to make some alternative arrangements as a backup. And in actual fact, I ended up going with my alternative arrangements anyway, and everything turned out just fine. When eventually the guy who I was tweeting with came back and said, "Oh, I've got it all sorted, I've got it all sorted," it was just a little bit late, so I had to let him down gently and, thanks but no thanks. But thank you know it, and it was very, they were very nonchalant. Oh, well, okay then. Which I got, no, I don't have a beef with the individual. It's just a perception, I think, of what that platform is all about. So yes, before my 5 minutes runs out, question to you: is there a Twitter etiquette? Does that expand to all the social networking tools like Audio Boo? We've got these private messages now. How do you use it? What is good form? What is bad form? Thank you very much for listening. Please do go visit the blog. I'll put the link to the actual article in question. It's very short, but I'd love you to go read it. Okay, guys, this is Too Far Tony. Take care. I'll speak to you soon.